Creek, I am not here to hurt you. I am the ghost of human kindness.
The ghost of human kindness?
You have never seen the likes of me before.
What do you want?
You have lost faith in humanity, lad. Something I cannot bear to see happen.
How can I help it? It seems like everywhere I turn, someone is out to get me.
That is the world that the news reports. It is the world that adults preoccupy themselves with. But it is not the world as it is.
It isn't?
Look here, Tweak. This woman is on her way to the retirement home. She doesn't get paid. She volunteers her time to talk with lonely elderly people who want nothing more than a friend. But do you hear about her on the news? No. Now gaze upon this humble house, Tweak. Inside there are two people who have adopted needy children. They were strangers to those kids once. Now they are loving parents. Now look here, boy. A car has broken down with a flat tire, and two complete strangers have stopped to help. Will their kindness be reported on the news tomorrow? I think not. Are you starting to understand, boy?
I think so. You mean that even though all the news is about murderers and abductors, those kind of people only make up a very small part of the world?
That's right, lad. So do you think you can learn to trust people now?
I'll try.
Good. Then why don't you get into the back of my van and I'll drive you home.
Your van?
Hey, Johnson, give it up!
Damn! Oh, I was so close!
What the hell is going on?
Tweak, are you okay?
Did he hurt you, son?
No!
Then we aren't too late. His name is Frederick Johnson. He's been abducting children by dressing up like the ghost of human kindness for over a year now. And I would have gotten away with it again if it weren't for you meddling policemen.